on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah.
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
I want to welcome you to the September 28, 2023 City Council meeting. As we begin our meeting, I would like to remind you to please turn off or silence your cell phone and to refrain from engaging in any activity that might interfere with the orderly conduct of the meeting. Speakers are expected to refrain from remarks or activity that would violate our Robert's Rules of Order and decorum. The chair will have the authority to conduct the meeting in accordance with council rules and procedures, Robert Rules of Order, and state statute. Note, there's a time delay of about 1 minute between action in City Council chambers and what the public sees watching live stream. At this time, I will invite you to stand. Please silence your cell phones.
I thought I did.
Oh, it was Allison Patton's phone. It was she's like, I thought I did. Yeah, that's the level of drama you get in the City of Pensacola meetings, unless Sherry Myers is talking, in which case it's always drama. Just as a contrast for the City of Milton, just, you know, how one is run, how the other is run. And, I have City of Milton drama for you. Honestly, first meeting with Scott Collins went pretty well. There were just a couple of moments, but, you know, we'll share that with you maybe tomorrow or Friday. It wasn't much drama at the City Council meeting in Pensacola, but a very, very interesting, like, comes out of left field, caught me off guard, the what now what kind of thing. Wesley Odoms from St. John's Cemetery got up in the public forum to speak about a proposal.
Hi, Wesley Odom. I'm one of the Board of Trustees on the St. John's Cemetery Board. St. John's Cemetery is located at 301 North G Street, occupies 10 city blocks. It's been around since 1876. And asking the council to consider enacting a variance to allow the cemetery to board and corral sheep overnight between mid-May through September 30th every year.
The what now? They want to have sheep at the cemetery?
And the reason behind this is because other cemeteries in the United States are doing this. It's a very smart ecological thing to do rather than employ people to mow the grass. Sheep do it at a fraction of the cost and also do it better than we as humans can do.
So sheep are cheaper and better at maintaining the cemetery than humans are?
Because in our equipment that we've been using for many years at the cemetery, we end up invariably damaging the tombstone, chipping away at a horizontal tombstone, or perhaps even applying Roundup, and it hurts tombstones over the years.
See, this is actually starting to make sense to me. You know, a mower is hard to get all those little spots and edges and whatever around the tombstones, but a sheep...
Yeah, sheep won't leave any meat on the bones.
There will
That's
be nothing left.
Awesome. That's a good idea.
They'll take care of it.
Can we rent these sheep as citizens?
Yeah, I don't know. Can we name them? You know, what would this really look like in practice? I mean, you know, you're kind of like, hey, does anybody remember where Grandma is?
I want my
mom. You know,
what's
the experience going to be? But no, apparently this is being done in other places and doesn't carry the disadvantages. You might be thinking like goats. Goats are very, very
They're
anti-aromatic.
They
let's just put it that way. And he says,
Sheep are not smelly animals, believe it or not, compared to others. Their feces are like little BBs that easily decay.
BB poops. baby
poops.
That's
true.
Like rabbits, you know? That's kind of funny. You know, you never know what you're going to get in a city council meeting, okay? You never know when you're going to... You guys remember Buttercup the Pig? Remember from like 8 or 9 years ago when they had talked about the potbelly pig ordinance in Pensacola? And,
yes.
You know, you sometimes talk about chicken, goats, and all this kind of stuff. But this is a well-thought-out proposal.
And as I said, we've talked to other cemeteries around the country. They're using this, even ones in heavily... high density areas like New York City, and they're using these things with really great success. We think that it will be equally successful here. We have located sheep that are from the West Indies, basically, that are designed to work in hot weather, and they could work and do their business here.
So they're immigrant sheep? Yeah.
Just kidding.
They're political refugees.
Yeah, I know.
They can come in under amnesty or DACA or we know whatever from the East Indies. I love this. We'll come back to this in a second. Oh, I'm getting loads of texts. This is hilarious.
These are the best texts.
Candy's got traffic on the fives. But
I'm a sheep. I'm a grazer. I'll stop now. It looks like there's no backup at the gate of Pensacola NAS. So that's good news. And 98 westbound showing some construction right as you hit Avalon Boulevard right before that. So there was a slowdown, but that's what it is, not an accident. And thank you so much for texting that in. And text in your traffic tips. 437-1620 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local. Bye. You. Dependable.
That's right.
I want my mom.
Okay, let me finish up with Wesley Odom's quotes, and then we'll get to all of the texts that are numerous. But again, if you're just joining us, St. John's Cemetery is proposing the city of Pensacola give them a variance on livestock so that they can have sheep on the grounds to basically eat the grass and keep the graveyard in good shape.
We would employ a shepherd. We would add to the security of the cemetery, more fencing. And also we'd have basically an electrical kind of pen for them to guide them along in the different aspects of as they did their business in the cemetery. It would be a very low wattage kind of thing that would only shock the sheep. It wouldn't be enough to kill people or kill the sheep for that matter.
Oh, you didn't need to say that out loud. But there's some kind of an electrical device that's going to keep the sheep in control and won't kill anybody. Or sheep, which, I mean, that's good, but maybe not the note to end on. I love that they're going to hire a shepherd. I know a guy.
So, what's your name?
Fletch.
Full name?
Fletch, F. Fletch.
I see. And what do you do for a living, Mr. Fletch?
I'm a shepherd.
Chevy Chase is available. Oh, my
go
God, the text.
Be a shepherd.
Oh, my God, the text. Okay, 437-1620. I'm going to start with what's on my phone. I don't know if I should say this person's name. Okay, I'll give him credit. Mayor Reeves texted in. He said the name should be the Graveyard Goats Project. And I asked him, I said, is that a real name? He's like, no, that's just an idea.
I think Grim Sheeper.
The Grim Sheeper.
Sheeper McSheepface.
We can name the sheep project or name the sheep.
Yes.
Oh, this is a whole new, I know he's in on this for sure. If it's a naming thing. And sheep will completely eradicate the kudzu and the other vines because they rip out the roots, somebody says. This person says, we used them in Tallahassee at the Tom Brown Park and you just have to pay the shepherd. That's fascinating. Somebody says, why is there so much drama at this meeting? Well, that's not that much drama. Somebody says they could use goats around the solar farms, where it wouldn't mind the smell. Sheep are the best at lawn care. Somebody here says, oh, Lord, he's being sheepish. My lawn care business is going to be bankrupt. I vote for sheep, somebody says here. Let's see, 437-1620. Goats eat bushes mostly. I like the idea of sheep. Somebody says paint all those sheep black. Okay. And also walking in poop during a funeral doesn't sound so much fun. I could see how that'd be.
Yeah, but they're BB poops.
That's right. They're little pellets. No big deal.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like a bad idea if you ask me. Sheep is a good idea. The Grim Sheeper. Oh, my God. These are great.
Great names.
You all are the best. 819 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local. Just, you know, the world is always entertaining. If you think it will be. Just, you know, if you think it won't be, watch a city council meeting. Life is like a city council meeting. You never know what you're going to get. Hey, if you're...
I don't think that's the quote.
Oh, is it? Did I adapt that improperly?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, fine. Well, that's what Mom always said. If you are working on a home improvement project or you build buildings for a living, wherever you are on that scale, okay, anywhere between the one and the other extreme, go to Pensacola Harbor. They'll take care of you. Not just... I mean, yes, they have the stuff for sale, okay? And yes, they have everything you need. Like, they're never going to have to order a thing because they're going to have it in stock. If they don't have it, you don't need it. But like, great for advice. How to solve this problem? What's the best way to do this? Do you have any safety equipment to handle this? Is this a good product? They'll tell you, no, this is actually the reason we stock this other thing is because this actually works a lot better. And that, like, I know a lot of times you go to a store and you think, how is it that I and YouTube know more than you, right? It's your business. And the answer is, at Pensacola Hardware, you don't. They do. I mean, trust them. They've been around since 1851, before the Civil War, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida for a reason, because they know what they're doing over and over and over again. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan and Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Fox News' Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pedro offers you his protection.
Have a good time. Oh, no. Sheep go to heaven. Goats go to hell. Sheep go to heaven. Goats go to hell. Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Whereas sheep are not smelly animals, believe it or not, compared to others. Their feces are like little BBs that easily decay.
Words every girl is dying.
Y'all are the best. I got a text in from a friend that said that as a quote, that sheep go to heaven and goats go to hell. And I laughed and I told Candy, and she's like, oh, that's a cake song. So there we go. We produced on. Oh
I
my
love
God.
That your friend knows that.
I know. I know.
I love that guy.
I know exactly. Somebody wants to sponsor a sheep named Morty. Somebody else says, I love the thought of letting. If you're just joining us,
we could sponsor the sheep.
Yes. The proposal is that you could have sheep do the landscaping maintenance at St. John's Cemetery. It's something that other cemeteries around the country are doing, and I love this idea. It's just wonderful. Somebody says, sheep, what the bleat? Nice. The Grim Sheeper. That one cracks me up. Anyway, so we'll move on to other stuff. But, you know, just the things you learn by watching city council meetings, it's always entertaining. 824 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, there's been some more layoffs as a result of the UAW strike. Ford's laying off just over 300 workers at their plants in Chicago and Lima, Ohio. And GM says they're laying off a couple hundred people as well. AstraZeneca is going to have to pay $425 million to settle lawsuits from people that had kidney damage from using the company's Nexium and Prilosec heartburn medications. The drug maker says the settlement resolves cases currently in state and federal courts in New Jersey and Delaware. Another case concerning the drugs and kidney damage is scheduled for federal court in Louisiana to start in April. And in his first act as the acting Speaker of the House, North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry has ordered former Speaker Nancy Pelosi to vacate her Capitol office. He was appointed as the Speaker pro tempore after the ousting of McCarthy yesterday. McHenry's office then immediately sent a message to former Speaker Pelosi saying her Capitol hideaway office was being reallocated for Speaker office use. Pelosi is currently mourning Dianne Feinstein, though, in California, so she's not available at the moment to pick up her belongings.
Oh, that they'll be in boxes.
Ready. She's on the steps.
Evicted in absentia is how that's going to work. You're going to come back to not that place, I think, is how that's going to work. David, thanks so much for the update. If you got a nice import, you got a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, a Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, a Lexus, you think, hey, I got to service those cars at the dealership. That's the only one who can do it. Nope, that's not true. Dealership might be in Destin, might be in Mobile, might be anywhere, right? You don't have to take the drive, spend the extra money and the time in order to do that. You can get them serviced right here at Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. They work on these cars all the time. No problem. Same for your diesel engines. It doesn't have to be the dealership. They work on those all the time. And anything else, too. I make it sound like it's only imports. No, it's your domestics, your daily runaround, gas engines. They work on gas engines. But the idea there is they want you to see them for the little stuff, so that you can prevent the big stuff, like kind of bring it to them healthy so that you can not have to bring it to them broken, right? Which can be expensive and inconvenient and all of that. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Taking a look in Milton, Ward Basin Road and New Lake Road showing a possible slowdown this morning after an accident. And westbound 98 right before the turnoff to Avalon, a little slow due to some construction. Looks like the front gate of Pensacola NAS not backed up now. It's doing just fine, flowing smoothly. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, my God. The suggestions on the sheep just keep coming.
I know.
We got, somebody says they could fundraise for it at a brewery. You know, you could have shears and beers. I mean,
oh, that's great.
I know.
Shears and beers.
I love it. 437-1620, 437-1620. All right. I just had a complete brain yarn. I cannot remember. Did we go to David yet for news or not?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Okay. I thought we did, but I normally do it here, so I forgot.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't skip him over. This is, God, I don't know if I want to get into this right now. That's too late. I've said it out loud. I have to say it. Have you seen the pictures of Pamela Anderson?
Yes.
Makeup free?
Uh-huh.
At, was she 56? Something like that? 55? Something like
that's
that?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Andy McDowell is on the runway in gray hair, silver hair. You got Helen Mirren is on the runway in silver hair. You know, something that typically L'Oreal doesn't promote so much, right? Okay. And I've seen this more and more recently. I think Selma Hayek has done this, go makeup free. I know locally, Michelle Salzman put a photo of herself on her Facebook page, makeup free one day.
And still beautiful, of course.
Well, and this is, let me just tell you, this is, as a guy, let me just tell you my reaction, okay? Bear with me. I'm going to try to say this all just the right way. It's stunning how different women look who wear makeup normally, especially if they're sort of, professionally good looking with makeup on, right? You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
When I first, and I told Michelle this when I talked to her, when I first saw her picture, I didn't recognize it was her. I didn't recognize her. And Pamela Anderson, you would not recognize her. And a lot of people, a lot of women look, just completely different with makeup on. And I think it's awful. I mean, I'm not new to this. This is not me saying this originally. I'm saying it's awful that as a society, we have cultivated an expected standard for women that they have to literally look like somebody else in order to be accepted, desired, promoted, in a position of power, across the board, okay? And I'm sure it's largely gradual over time. You do a little bit of makeup, a little bit of makeup, a little bit of makeup. And at some point, because faces change and people age and things are different, you get to a place where, you get up in the morning and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, oh, my God. And then you put the makeup on and you're like, and that's awful. It's awful that women have to do that. And again, I'm not in any way the first person to say this, but that's not good. Women should be able to be older. They should be able to be not perfectly manicured all the time. And think about how guys, we just, kind of get up, comb our hair and go. That's...
Hey, some girls do too. What up?
And
I know.
Look,
I know.
You know, my wife is not a makeup wearer, okay? So that's just, unless on special occasions. But I don't know. Just it caught me so off guard. I wanted to talk about it. I didn't exactly know what I wanted to say, but kind of that's where I'm at.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. It's the largest healthcare worker strike in American history. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente employees picketing for 1 to 3 days.
The strike will impact hospitals across California, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. The healthcare workers unions are calling for increased staffing levels as well as a 24.5% raise for members over the course of the 4-year contract, as well as increased medical benefits.
That's Fox's Ted Linder.
It's a bad day for Republicans, it's a bad day for our conference, and it's a bad day for our country.
North Dakota House Republican Kelly Armstrong on yesterday's vote to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett, one of 8 Republicans with every Democrat, voting McCarthy out.
This speaker was woefully, woefully lacking in leadership skills. He always placed the blame somewhere else. America is going to be better off with new leadership.
They're on Fox and Friends. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Plans for a police substation on Pensacola's north side are moving forward. Mayor D.C. Reeves says it's important that officers working beats on the north side have a more convenient location to report to.
Body cam footage, if they've got different things that where they would be all the way up near Creighton Road or further north of that, and then having to come all the way back downtown, that's a lot of time spent. That would normally be out, you know, working through those neighborhoods and having additional police presence that's being spent in transit.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves there, he says they're hoping to release more information on that here in the next week or two. Well, about 27 years now after 2 women here in the Panhandle were killed, 54-year-old Michael Zack became the 6th inmate to be executed last night.
Sat in this viewing room, it was a good 30 minutes of silence, just complete silence. No one hardly moved, Joe, not a muscle. I mean, everyone faced forward.
And that's Channel 3's Tanner Stewart. He was there as Zack was put to death by lethal injection. That happened just after 6 o'clock last night. Governor DeSantis signed Zach's death warrant on August 17th. His attorneys had made appeals to both the Florida and U.S. Supreme Court, saying he should have been spared due to being born with fetal alcohol syndrome. Well, we ought to find out here in just a matter of weeks now if Governor Ron DeSantis' attempt to redraw the state's congressional districts is going to stand in court. Voting rights groups sued over the map because it eliminates a district in North Florida that was represented by a black lawmaker. The plaintiffs claim the map is discriminatory. The federal trial ended yesterday. 3 judges said they would announce a ruling before the end of the year. Whichever side loses would still be able to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. John Walsh wants others to join him on a mission that he says is close to his heart. That's what the former host of America's Most Wanted said yesterday at the 2023 Human Trafficking Summit in Tallahassee. Attorney General Ashley Moody hosted the virtual event and invited Walsh to give the keynote address. He says, working together, you can solve crimes, rescue victims, and make Florida a zero-tolerance state for human trafficking. Moody is hoping that summit will teach people across the country how to push back against trafficking. And, of course, there's more information available at humantraffickingsummit.com. And we've got an update on that youth football practice shooting that we were talking about yesterday. A child has been charged with attempted murder for the shooting that hurt 2 kids. Again, this was at a youth football practice in Orange County. The boy allegedly shot two 13-year-old teammates in the parking lot after an argument which initially started on the football field during that practice. Police Chief Mike McKinley said the boy got the gun from an unlocked box in his mother's car. The woman now may face charges. One of the victims has since been released from the hospital, the other in stable condition after surgery. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic.
Okay, it looks like it's not backed up now over Pensacola and as the front gate. Anyway, everything's running smoothly on Sunset. 98 not showing any delays except westbound 98 near Avalon because they're doing construction. And it's just a slowdown this morning. I'm not showing anything else. If you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know. Text in your traffic tips at 437-1620. This is brought to you by the good folks from Fresh from Florida. And Fresh from Florida. You can see what's in season, recipes that feature local ingredients, and more. Also, join the Fresh Florida Club today, freshfromflorida.com. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A beautiful day in store today with plenty of sunshine. High today near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. Partly cloudy skies on Thursday with a high near 88. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Nice weather does continue Friday with a small chance of a stray shower, keeping rain chance at 10%. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high near 88. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It is 70 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 63 in Milton.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Get it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Hey, you know, you hear me talking about Frontier Motors, hear Dave Ramsey talking about Frontier Motors, and, you know, the reason why is because they're just excellent. If you need that next vehicle, and it's a, you know, what you'd like to get is a car that's sort of almost new at a great price, that's what they specialize in. A-quality cars, like the letter A, quality cars. 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices, obviously. And, you know, then they have all the customer service and the making sure you're happy even after the sale, which is kind of something you don't typically get at a, you know, not new car place. I know we tend to say used, but that creates a picture that I don't particularly love. And they do. They're great at following up, you know, even after the sale on their initiative, just to make sure that you're happy and that everything's right with the car. The kind of experience I just have never had before buying a used car, which is why I so advocate for Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson
goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Punch! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Good morning, your money now. The market's up at the opening bell today. The Dow's up 44.55 at 33.46.93. S&P 500 up 15.79 at 42.45.24. The NASDAQ up 90.54 at 13.150. Our 10-year bond rate today is down slightly at 4.74%. And gold prices are down 170 at $1,839.80. Silver prices down slightly at $21.36. If you're invested in crypto, good morning for Bitcoin. It's up $237.40 right now at $27,554.60. Thousands of healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente hospitals now on strike. Picketing began this morning at hospitals in California, Colorado, Oregon, Virginia, and Washington. Right now, they say about 75,000 workers are on strike, demanding better wages and more staffing. That strike has been approved for 3 days. A software issue impacting 273,000 Dodge Ram pickup trucks has prompted a recall. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the rear camera image isn't being displayed in the truck. The issue was reported on certain Ram 1500 pickups and Ram 3500 chassis cabs from 2022 and 2023. And Michael Jordan has now officially joined the Forbes 400 list, making him the first professional athlete to rank among America's wealthiest. Michael Jordan has an estimated net worth now of $3 billion. The valuation comes after he sold his majority stake in the Charlotte Hornets in August. It's 8:40. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so I don't know that this is going to work at all for this topic. I don't know. This is when I'm genuinely not sure if this is going to work, because it might just be 100% on one side, in which case I guess we'll just move on to something else. But I was watching The Fugitive over the weekend, and there was a scene in that movie, and it had nothing to do with the movie whatsoever, but it's what gave me the idea. They're at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Chicago.
Right? Big deal.
Yeah, it's huge. And they dyed the river green and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Okay. But in the background of the scene where Harrison Ford is trying to escape from Tommy Lee Jones and going through the crowd of the parade, in the just background, like, B-roll portion of the what's happening, is a guy rolling along with a garbage bin. The kind that we all have, the recycling bin, the garbage bin, the, you know, two wheels, big bucket, what is it, 40 or 50 gallon size, and it, you know, has the lid top and the handles on, you know, this on behind the lid. That's not the interesting part. To me, what was interesting is he was pushing it. He was pushing it like a grocery cart, you know, with his hand on the handles and the bin in front of him, like a wheelbarrow or something. And I thought, what savagery is this? That's backwards. You pull them. So I asked the mayor about this earlier, and he said, yeah, I pulled them. What do you mean? So my question for you, 437-1620, this is it. This is very simple. When you are moving your garbage or recycling pail around, are you pulling it behind you by the handles, like, you know, a human, or do you push it in front of you like a grocery cart? Like, I don't know who would do that, but I'm curious if anybody does it that way. 437-1620. And if you have an argument, you know, you have a reason, a justification for your practice, then let me know. 437-1620. Candy, which way do you go on the... Come on.
No,
now.
I always start out pushing it, and then I realize, like, God, this is so heavy, so I have to start pulling it. But because it makes sense to push it. I get
it
that,
seems...
but... I'm stupid, and that makes sense. But no, like, I was telling you earlier, like, whenever I get mad, I clean. So it's not that often because I'm on Prozac. But, like, I was cleaning out my yard yesterday and throwing stuff into that big old garbage. And I was like, oh, I'm dying. I'm going to have a heat stroke and a cool day. And
you're trying to push.
Trying to push it through the backyard, right?
And it's hard when you're pushing it.
It's like, pull it. I'm like, oh, yeah. So, yeah. Why don't you help?
And physics-wise, that's true. It would tend to sink into the ground as you're pushing because a little bit of your force is going to be distributed down into the ground.
Right.
And
around here anyway. But, yeah, no, I pull it if I think about it like a smart person. But I push it because you're, you know, it's like 4 in the morning and you're trying to get it out.
I got you. 437-1620. Oh, this is going to be fun. I was totally wrong. 20 texts in a minute. This is great. Okay, somebody here says 437-1620, definitely pull it. Somebody here says it depends on the weight. But which way? So if it's heavy, you pull, and if it's light, you push. I'm not quite sure which way you go. One thing I will
That's
say
right.
for the pushers in the crowd, mm-hmm. those of you who are cart pushers, is you do have more control over a single bin if you're pushing because you can't pull with both hands.
Right.
So there is a sense in which you have more ability to deliver force to it. You might say something like that. My argument for the pull is it's real simple. I have two, and I don't want to make two trips. And you can pull two. You cannot push two.
Depending on the weight. Yes, that's right.
Because they'll push out of the way away from each other, and you can't control that very well.
Where were you this morning at four for me?
4:37:16:20 the person who pushes it fishes like the guy who puts the reel up on top of the rod. That's funny. Pull if
that's
it's
not how you
full.
Hold it.
No. Pull if it's full. Push if it's empty. Okay.
Yes.
Pulling behind unless I need to put it in a certain place. It is easier to drive. Pushing. I'll grant you
it
that.
Is.
It's easier to drive if you're pushing. Somebody here says one in each hand, one pull and one push. Oh. Oh, well, that seems really awkward. Now you're like sidewalking it. I'm trying to, one hand in front, one hand behind. You have to see what's going on in the studio because Candy and I are both physically reenacting.
We're ready to do the gallop.
Like we're doing it. Back when
we
had
Happy Gilmore rides his golf.
That's it. Yeah, that's right. Back when we had a recycling can and a garbage can, I would push the recycling can with my left hand and pull my garbage can with my right. Well, why not just put arms behind you and pull them both? I mean, that's what I don't know. Just it's very easy. Maybe you just didn't think of it. Both depends on if I'm going downhill or uphill. No, both are pulls. I'm not seeing the physics advantage of the other one. Somebody here says there's no argument. Push it. All right, salt and pepper. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And I do want to remind you about the EAS test that's happening at around 1:20 today. Is
that's
that right?
Right. 1:20 today.
Between 1:20 and 1:50, you're going to get like a 1 minute.
I have already marked myself
system.
Safe from aliens using the national EAS test to activate the microchips embedded in the COVID-19 vaccine to turn us all into zombies who will be given instructions by China through TikTok videos where to surrender our firearms so they can take over the U.S. without a fight today.
Good.
So there's that.
Also, FEMA is not collecting personal information when they
that's
do
right,
as I
that's
look
right.
this up. 4-3, thank you, Andrew. You're so newsworthy and dependable. It looks like Highway 98 and Navarre, specifically Tiger Point. This is westbound right before Avalon. There is some construction, so it is slowing things down a little bit. If you see an accident or a slowdown, certainly let us know at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, my God. I was so wrong to be worried about this topic. We have so many texts. It's hilarious. All right, 4-3-7-16-20. The question of the day again was, do you push or pull your garbage pail, right? Is it a grocery cart in front of you, or is it, I don't have a good example of behind you, but that's the way I do it. So,
which makes sense.
Yeah,
it depends on the way.
Not according
yeah,
to the listeners. We got a lot of on the other side. I push it only when I'm parking it in the corner. The only people that push the garbage trolley, is that what it's called, forward, are people that are concerned about its contents, like serial killers with their body inside.
That's dark.
Yeah, but accurate. Somebody here says, both, whatever is easiest to move. I push my husband to do it, somebody says. That's great. Yeah. I bring them down two at a time, so I push one and pull the other. See, just pull them both. You can pull them both. It's easy. Although I will say.
Yeah, but you have to go like this, like you're on the bow of a ship.
I'm the king of the world. So, I will
like that.
I will say this. There is one problem with the double pull. Is if you get on a hill and it tries to go sideways, you have very little leverage to keep it from tipping sideways.
Right.
And that's catastrophe in the making. 4-3-7-16-20. I drag it due to the bear ripping one of the wheels off. Must live
I
in
know.
Gulf Breeze.
I push
it when it's full. I pull it when it's when it's empty. Come on, Andrew. Seriously, that's the way to do it. Both. Push the recycling and pull the garbage. Well, that's smart just because you get the fumes behind you.
Oh yeah,
because you don't want to push the garbage with the wafting.
That's a great tip.
That's not a desirable scenario. Somebody here says I pull my trash can. I let my neighbor bring them in. Somebody says push. It's usually way too overloaded, and I have to hold the lid closed to keep everything from falling out. That may be a diagnosable. Somebody here says the weight depends. If it's heavy, I make my husband make the choice if he wants to pull or push. I pull always. I push on a hard surface. I pull on a soft surface. Push. It's better for your back. Somebody here says, Steppenwolf, they're opposed to pushing. At least pushing too hard.
Right.
437-1620. And there's my favorite text of the day. I never gave it a thought before today. That's a win for us. I live in the country and I pull by hooking it on my trailer hitch. Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
You push it going downhill. That way gravity doesn't work. If you pull it downhill and it's heavy, it could run you over. You pull going uphill. Okay, I see that. I don't do either. My wife pushes it out there before I get to it.
Right.
And if you're slow enough, pull. Somebody here says, what was the last verse of that one?
I push it, and also
I stand up when I pee. It depends how full it is. Oh, my goodness. Well, that was fun. Oh, my God. We went 40 texts, I think, something like that. That might be a new record. That's amazing. Oh, and on my personal phone, too. Somebody says, just got to get them all here. Mine's missing a wheel, so it's hard to do. And somebody else says, I push, but it's like asking someone does the toilet paper. Yeah, from the bottom or the top. Oh, there you go. That's our frivolous topic for the day. Start an office fight. Ask your coworkers what they think about all this. 437-1620. I have tickets to give away. See, not only did you get a frivolous topic, but you got tickets. Let's say, because I have a couple actually to give away. I have another set to give away after this. Ballet Pensacola. Ballet Pensacola. I have tickets to give away here for, this is going to be for Dracula. Ballet Pensacola's Dracula, which you've heard Steve Young's ads promoting. That's fantastic. So October 6th
Steve
through
Taylor.
The 8th. What did I say?
Steve Young.
He's the quarterback for the
I know.
I don't know where that came from.
One
Whatever.
Pushes, the other pulls.
A touchdown for us. October 6th through the 8th at Pensacola Little Theater. Caller number one. Just call now. You know, bite us in the neck. 437-1620. Pair of tickets to Ballet Pensacola's Dracula performance. Call right now and win.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. Today, on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9, they'll talk about Jackson's cooking class, Atlas beverage class, Thanksgiving, holiday hours, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all today on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. First City Art Center's 17th annual Pumpkin Patch is Friday and Saturday at the FCAC campus. Choose a hand-blown glass and handcrafted pumpkin and support local artists. See firstcityart.org for more. Soaring excitement and thrilling musicality come together for opening night of the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's 98th season, Saturday night at the Sanger Theater. See PensacolaSanger.com. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This sucks more than anything that I've ever sucked before.
Join our broadcast with history already in progress because mere minutes before I walked out here on this stage, Republican Kevin McCarthy was ousted as Speaker of the House. And I'm sure this won't be taken out of context when I say, I love the McCarthy hearings. This, not really hearings, but you get the idea. You get the idea.
Oh, that was actually pretty good. I give credit to that. By the way, it's not, this is Pullet. 8:54 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, man. You guys always surprise me. I love that so much. It's never... Okay, this show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
So close on that quote every time.
This brought to you by... like I keep going around and around and around. Can't quite get the center of the bullseye.
Pull it. Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's K-N-O-X. Knox knocks them out. And watching 98 westbound right near Avalon. Of course, they're doing construction in that area. And it is a little slow. And that's the only slowdown that I'm seeing. You see an accident or a slowdown, you can certainly let us know. 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling or just want to get, you know, a good conversation about real estate because you kind of have some questions and you don't know who to ask, Christina Leavenworth. Ask her. She'll answer. She'll give you her best professional opinion. And she is like, she just loves meeting people, loves talking to them, and loves answering questions and hanging out and just meeting folks, honestly, because, you know, she's all about just meeting. And if it turns into a business relationship, great. If it doesn't, that's great, too. But, you know, when you sell 230 homes in a year, five a week on average, I mean, that's pretty amazing. But she just knows what's going on, what's the right piece of advice, what's the perspective to have, and she'll help you with it. I mean, she's... I say this and it sounds like it's a negative thing, but she would say the same thing. She's a nerd about real estate, like in the best possible way. You want somebody who's kind of obsessed about it, that they love the whole field, love helping people get into homes and see them satisfied and taking care of their needs or whatever. And that's just her way of doing things. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenranke Realty, 723-9158. Candy, I want to go back for a minute because right at the end of the 8:29, we were talking about this whole like the photos of women, you know, without their makeup and Pamela Anderson. Like if you looked at her without her makeup, because she just posted that recently, like you wouldn't recognize her. Unrecognizably different. I told you Michelle Salzman had done this recently, and I said that to her. I saw her at the chamber event, and I said, I'm glad you did it, but it's like I didn't see that it was you at first, honestly. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I was saying how I think it's just this awful thing that women are put in the position of having to either choose to look like they look or to look like something else, someone else entirely. And you were telling me that, like, when you stopped, you know, like, when you didn't wear makeup, like, people...
No, we're going to have that. Yeah, no, I used to wear makeup. And when I started at TK, I wore makeup in Cat Country if we had to go do something.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, you get up and you curl your hair and all, or whatever you do. But if I didn't wear it, oh, are you sick?
Right.
No, dude, I just don't have my face on, and who cares?
Or now that you're more in the habit not of wearing it, when you do once in a while, people make a big deal out of that.
Oh, yeah, like, well, look who's wearing makeup now. It's like, oh, look who has the backhanded compliments.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, see, you jerk.
I mean, to me, that's the real, I don't know, it just bothers me. And listen, I love beautiful women. I love,
and
that's not the, I get that, and a lot of this is aimed at guys, okay, and all of that, but there's something fundamentally disordered about a culture that makes a woman decide, well, do I want to just look like me or do I want to look like this other fake thing that I've cultivated for years?
Well, they don't look like fake things. You're enhancing your eyes and your lips. Yes.
It's okay, maybe in the beginning, but then gradually you do more and more. And I mean, you get to a point. Women age.
Yeah.
Skin changes.
Absolutely.
And you're so accustomed to adapting the way you put on makeup to pretend that's not the case, and it bothers me. On behalf of women, you know, I wish you didn't have to deal with, because men, look,
no, I hear it.
Guys don't have to make this choice. If, and look, there's no good delicate way to say it. If a guy's great looking, he looks great, and if a guy's not great looking, well, he just doesn't look great, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, but a guy can't throw makeup on and go
right.
Shove their
and nobody
face.
Thinks twice about it. He's not a handsome guy. Okay, so what?
Right.
So what? Okay, so she's not a particularly beautiful woman. Okay, so what? Like, that's the point. So what? Why should that matter to the degree that we've got billions of dollars of industry and insecurity and Instagram and all the things that are taught to young women built around this idea that you're inadequate just being you? I'm sorry, I don't even have daughters. I would have been worse on this if I'd had daughters, because it would have been so personal for me to see.
You wouldn't have let them wear makeup.
No, it's not that. That at all. Just that. It would have been more visceral, you know, than it is. And it's pretty visceral to me even now. All right. Sorry. It's just, you know, it's my makeup box I got
up
on today.
Yeah,
I know.
But I get it. I completely get it. And on behalf of women, I thank you.
Very little I can do. I wish I could do more. EAS test today. Will people be confused and think it's something else?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Will we all turn into zombies and serve the aliens and the Chinese and activate the microchips and all that stuff?
We do that now.
Oh, okay. Very good. No, none of that is true.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.